Kathmandu or Bust by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman. Episode 6, End of the Road.
Well, what do you suggest?
Maybe we should just risk it. Or get in the truck and Trigger just goes for it. Straight across as fast as he can.
Look, we don't know how deep it is.
It's fast flowing, and there are rocks.
And that is why I'm not going to risk it. Are you sure this is the only crossing?
We've checked the map 3 times. The bridge has been swept away in the monsoon rains.
Look, I don't want to take any risks with a truck. It's okay for you lot. You'll all be flying home in a week or so. I'm going to drive a return trip.
It's getting too dark to try anything now. Let's decide what to do when we're eating. Oh, kettle's boiled. Time for tea.
I'll make it.
I'll give you a hand, Petra.
That's very sweet of you, Callum.
You know, since Petra and Callum stopped being an item, it's been so peaceful.
I find it unnerving, those two being nice to each other.
Yeah, I preferred it when they were together. Great entertainment value.
I think it's very touching that they've parted in such an adult way. They've both matured so much on this trip.
Look at them. They're not adults. They're like 2 13-year-olds on their first date.
No, they're not. I wouldn't allow any boy to put his hand there until he'd bought me popcorn.
Ooh. Come and get it!
Oh, it's getting chilly.
Yeah.
I need this tea.
Here you are, Trigger. I've had to ration the sugar, so it's only 3 spoonfuls.
Oh, thanks, doll. Yeah, can we cook the goat now?
No. I think we should let it go free.
Oh, it'll only get its head chewed off by a lion or something. We'd eat it more humanely.
I don't think we should eat it. I think it'll bring bad karma.
Not if we cook it properly.
Yeah, I'm making a managerial decision.
That goat was a gift to us all. I thought it was very kind of them.
Hang on, it was me that changed their wheel. Lucky I was there when their tyre blew.
It only blew because you made them swerve. Next time you see a toad in the road, squash it.
We should keep it as a mascot, like they do in the regiments.
Oh, yeah. Driving to Kathmandu with it stuck on the bonnet.
If we killed it now, we could put it on the roof. Mm-hmm. And then roast it as a celebration when we're in sight of Kathmandu. Mm. We should be there in 3 days.
Yeah. Looks like you've lost your bet, Callum. Mm. I hope you've enough left to pay up.
There's still time for a major disaster.
This river seems a good opportunity.
We'll find another route.
We can cross the river here. We should look on this as a challenge. The final challenge on our quest. So, what we do is get all the equipment together. Rope, axe, knives, and then...
Do as you're told, Ellie, and get that rope across.
The water's freezing, Callum.
Well, the sooner you get across, the sooner you can get warm. And keep hold of that rope. On it. You ask people to do a simple task and they win.
You're being very assertive.
Oh, someone sensible had to take charge.
Ellie meant well.
I know, but her idea of a suspension bridge was stupid. Trigger! Petra! Make sure your ends of the rope are tied securely to the bumpers of the truck.
We're across, Tara!
Now, both of you, take your ropes around the trees, and when you've done that, bring your ends of the rope back across to this side of the river. Oh, just do it, Ellie. Just do it. Everyone else, start gathering branches, stones, anything we can throw in to give a better grip.
Bloody hell, I'm wet.
You were right, Ellie. These tasks are very self-revealing.
Oh, I think I've learned enough about myself today. I'm pooped.
Oh, we'll warm ourselves up with a mug of tea. Put the kettle on, Joni.
Don't let him push you around.
I find him quite attractive when he's like this, in a stroppy vicar sort of way.
A quick rest, then we can start to build the causeway. And once the truck is on the other side, we can use the ropes to pull the gear across. And then we can hold on to the ropes when we cross so we don't fall in.
I don't think this is going to work.
It will if you drive carefully.
Now we're asking the impossible.
My hands are numb. Feet are numb.
I'll light a fire, Petra. Where did you put the matches?
Callum's jacket.
Oh, that was clever.
Well, I didn't know Ellie was going to shove him in. It's her fault. Look at her.
Will any of you guys give me a hand?
We should give her a hand.
It took over an hour standing in icy water to get that gear over. If she wants to bring all her junk, it's her own responsibility.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Ellie's dropped her souvenirs and the water swept them away. What a pity.
Thank guys. I mean, you could
have helped.
I'm sorry, Ellie, but I wasn't going to dive in to rescue an illuminated elephant's foot.
Here, Ellie, get yourself dry. Oh,
thanks. Get me a hot drink.
Can't. No matches. They got wet.
What stupid person did that?
You did. You're in Callum's jacket.
Can we think about getting a move on? Get the truck loaded.
I think it's best if we put the goat on top.
I can't believe you did that, Joni.
Oh, I couldn't bear the thought of him being caught by some wild animal.
Killing him in cold blood.
Well, there wasn't any blood, just one swift knock on the head with a stick. It was very humane. It's what I do with baby birds when the cat brings them in.
You did the right thing, Joan. Very caring. And he'll barbecue lovely. Now, are you not going to hurry up and get the truck loaded so we can get a move on?
Yeah, I think first we should reload the truck.
Thanks for organising the crossing, Callum. Well done, mate. But I'll take over now.
Can we at least have a rest and get dry, Trigger? It's all right for you. You just sat in the truck.
Yeah, nice and dry.
Nice and dry.
Nice and dry.
What? No! No, no, no! Yeah. No, please! No!
Oh, you must have some spare trousers, Trigger.
I left my shorts in Rawal Pindi.
Isn't that a song?
Haven't you or Simon got anything I could borrow just so my stuff's dry?
Nah, nothing that you could get into. Besides, Ellie's like a short suit.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no way I could drive in these.
Here, Trigger, give me the keys.
I'll come in front with you, Joni.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, General McClatch, Joni.
Kathmandu, here we come!
Yeah!
I read once that Buddhist monks sit cross-legged and naked high in the Himalayas and wrap themselves in blankets dipped in icy water. They have to stay motionless for days with no food, no warmth, no drink, no company. The extreme pain helps them to focus on higher things. Is that true, Simon?
They never mentioned it in the brochure.
I admire you, Simon. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I wouldn't have the mental discipline for something like that.
Look out!
You all right, Joni?
The bloody hell do you think you were doing?
It wasn't my fault. That truck came belting across the bridge.
She had to swerve to avoid it.
Bloody maniac driving like that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, not you, him. He came across that bridge too quickly.
He came across a bridge.
We know that, Trigger.
No, he came across a bloody bridge. Oh. So what the hell have we been doing for the last 3 days, eh? Fighting about with ropes because some pilot can't read a map.
It might not be the same river.
Oh, of course it's the same bloody river.
All right, Johnny.
What about the other driver?
It's not the other driver. What's he done to my truck?
I can't see much fresh damage.
Perhaps I'm partly to blame.
Well, don't admit anything. If he starts any argy-bargy, I'll plant him one.
That's some truck. That's some driver. He can scratch my bodywork any time.
Don't worry, I'll sort him out.
You're all right, guys. Oh, did I do that much damage to your truck?
Oh, it was already fairly.
I said I'll sort it, Petra.
English, eh? I'm often bumping into English tourists.
Well, not surprising if you drive like that.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I was just a bit late and a bit tired still. It was a nice bit of driving to avoid a nasty accident. Could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Oh, thanks, mate.
It was Joni who was driving.
Is that the girl with the cut head? Hey? Yeah, let's get you patched up. I've got a first aid kit on the Land Cruiser. You'll look a bit shocked. Come on board and I'll get you a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Right, now, there's more ice in the fridge if you want, and if anyone wants to freshen up, I can rig up the shower, all right?
Shower?
You know what one of those is, Trigger. You use one in Turkey.
So, you're heading for Kathmandu, then?
Yes.
Yeah, I know most of the companies that do overland, but Kathmandu Overdrive is a new one on me. And judging by the truck, you must be doing it on a shoestring. But you found it hard.
Not really. We're British, you see.
Yeah, good for you. Still, you got this far. Some companies have gone bankrupt halfway through a journey, leaving the punters stranded. Still, there's a lot of mugs about, ready to part with their cash.
You don't say.
Yeah, but you can't beat the life, can you? Absolutely fantastic. The open road, the adventure, the comradeship of travellers. You get a real sense of identity when you're all in it together, don't you?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, which way did you come? Spain, North Africa, Gulf States?
No, I always come the top way.
So you'll know better next time. So, where did you all like best?
It's hard to say, really. Hmm? There have been so many places.
We've avoided all the obvious routes.
Not interested in seeing the tourist traps.
No, right. No, yeah.
We prefer getting to meet the locals.
Yeah.
Petra and Joan especially.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Isn't it fantastic? People are so friendly wherever you go. I've eaten fresh snake in the African bush with herdsmen, stayed in the river villages on the Malay Peninsula, and panned for gold with Indians in Peru. And each time, I was welcomed and asked to share their homes and their food. It's brilliant.
Not everybody is so friendly.
Too bloody right. Last trip, I got mugged in Ramsgate. But the week I spent with the Pathan bandits in Pakistan sure made up for it. You ever come across those guys? Fantastic. So hospitable. We didn't want to leave.
We felt very much the same, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the hospitality, but we should make a move.
Yeah. All right.
We don't want to fall behind on our schedule.
No, it's the least I could do, mate, seeing I bumped your truck. Hey, look, I'll buy you all a meal in Kathmandu if your truck gets you there.
Well, it got us here from London.
Fantastic. Look, here is my hotel address.
Oh, I'll pick that.
All right. I'll introduce you to some other overlanders, if you like. I'll be fascinated to hear about your journey. And drop by any time, all right? Just ask for Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Dear Kennel, I still think of you and of the afternoon amongst the olive groves. I wish you were here with me now and we were holding each other. I hope your moped hasn't broken down again. Love you lots. Jomie. Dear Mikhail, I'm still thinking of you in the night under the corpus of stars. I wish you were here with me now and we were holding each other. I hope the Civil War is going well. Love you lots. Jomie.
How many postcards you're writing, Jolie?
This is the last one. Dear Mother, nearly there. Love, Joan.
There, that's it.
I wish this cloud would clear. I want to see the Himalayas.
It'll just be like the Trossachs, only bigger.
I wonder if you can drive right through the Himalayas. Now that would be an adventure.
Why don't you do it, Jolie?
Easier said than done, Petra. They won't keep my job open forever. I'll ask Shaggy when we see him. He's bound to know if it's possible. I wonder why they call him Shaggy.
It must be his long hair, Joni.
All right, people. We'll stop here for the night. It looks fairly level, and I am knackered.
Is it wise to stop, Pricker? I think we should press on.
Yeah, I don't fancy driving in the dark on a road like this. Besides, I've been dreaming of that goat.
Oh, each to their own. Simon, give me a hand getting the tent out, eh?
2 more days, I reckon, and we'll be there.
What if we get lost again?
Ah, we just head for Everest and follow the Kodak packets.
And then we all go our separate ways.
I hope you all keep in touch.
With your solicitors.
Yeah, I'll always remember you lot. You being Kathmandu Overdrive's first travellers.
There'll be others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about expanding into Africa or South America.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think I'll employ other drivers, though, and stay at home and take a more managerial role.
You mean open the bill?
Right, after we've eaten, I suggest we empty the truck and give it a good clean.
Oh, what's the point? We can put up with it for 2 more days.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do it when we get there in the middle of a crowded city.
No one knows us. We needn't be embarrassed.
Oh, you'll all be eager to go off, and I'll be left to do it on my tod. I want it looking spick and span so I can persuade some punters to make the return trip.
Trigger, the cake mud is all that's holding it together.
He has a point. And when we get there, I don't want to have to hang around cleaning the truck. Life's journey is a series of stages, and it is time to move on to the next.
This monastery you're so keen to get to, is it in Kathmandu Center or is it up a mountain someplace?
It's in Reading.
Reading? Since when has Reading been a centre of spiritual enlightenment?
They do weekend retreats.
Oh. But you've been so adamant about your Buddhism.
What is it then? Do they have a better chance in Reading?
I'm not sure now that I'm cut out for living with a small group of people full time.
No. No. You're telling me.
Besides, it's too bloody cold here to be sitting on your ass chanting all day.
Ah, waste of time. You coming then, really?
Oh, it has been an enlightening experience.
Oh, thanks, Simon. I'll use that in the new brochure. Now then, should we clean the truck?
We should have stuck to the rotor.
Remember the rotor? Whatever happened to the rotor?
Ellie wiped her bum with it in Uzbekistan.
Oh. Right, let's get the tents up, the truck cleaned out and the fire lit so that we can sit and contemplate our imminent arrival at the city of spiritual enlightenment before our watsits freeze and drop off.
Do you think we're safe camping here? It's a bit exposed. We're on the edge of a precipice.
What do you want? A plaque from the Caravan Club of Great Britain?
How long have we been in this cloud and mist?
Since London.
Well, it's definitely thinning. I wonder what we'll see.
A yeti?
I can make out the shapes of the mountains. And dots of light. Isn't it beautiful?
Kathmandu! It's the lights of Kathmandu!
Yes!
Almost there!
I don't believe it!
It's funny. I've waited years for this moment. But now that it's here, my stomach feels all hollow.
Oh, I know what you mean, Sarnie.
Yeah, so do I, mate. There's nothing a goat Sarnie won't settle.
I'll go and light the Primus, and I shall make and serve tea for everyone. As a last gesture to you all.
That's very kind of you, Simon.
Service is a Buddhist tradition. And while I'm there, I'll catch the cricket scores on the World Service.
He means well. Maybe we have been a bit hard on him.
No, we haven't. It's his karma to be a pillock. Now, shall I get this barbecue organised?
Yeah.
We'll roast the goat on a spit.
What can we use as a spit?
One of the spare tent poles. Huh. We don't need them anymore.
That's true. Tea will be ready soon.
Mm. Oh, it's a shame you can't eat meat, Simon. Our last meal together in the great outdoors.
I might try a little bit.
Yeah, it might delay your arrival in Nirvana.
I know, but I'm bloody starving.
Mm. I'm looking forward to this feast.
Right, who's going to skin it?
Do we have to?
Of course we do. Have you ever smelt burnt fur? We'll have to gut it as well. Does anyone know how?
I've done a rabbit before. It can't be so very different.
Well, it's best you do it then, Joni, if you know what you're doing.
And you killed it, so you're obviously not squeamish.
I'll need a sharp knife.
I'll get it for you.
I'll start by slicing its belly open and peeling the skin back.
There you are, Ellie. You can take a goat skin rug home. That'll be a real souvenir.
Ah. Here we are. One knife, very sharp, for goat the skinning of.
Thanks, Trigger. Petra, if you and Ellie hold the goat at either end, flat on its back, I'll start skinning it.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, give me a look. I've never seen inside a goat before.
I'm going to sit in the truck.
Oh, will you fetch the axe? I think we should take the head off.
Oh.
The skin comes off quite easily, doesn't it?
Oh, can I have a go?
Oh. Go on, then. Here's the knife.
Oh, oh, Simon, it's all over my shoes.
Oh,
here's the axe.
Stop waving it around and give it here.
Well, where are you? I don't want to open my eyes.
Here. Give it here. Joan. Joan, can you just put your foot on the head? Just one more chop should do it. Ah, there we are.
Oh, I don't know about you girls, but I'm really glad the men are here to do these difficult jobs.
We brought you the tools.
Thanks, guys.
Well, don't just stand there, Callum. Fetch the tent pole. It's on top of the truck.
I wouldn't let you order me about if we were still together, Petra.
Oh, yeah. Our last meal together on the road. We should all congratulate ourselves because despite everything, we've come through this together.
It's something to tell our kids, isn't it? We could bore them to sleep with our tales of life on the road.
At dinner parties, we can kill conversation dead with... Of course you can get these much cheaper in Peshawar.
Yeah.
Oh, I often wondered if we'd ever make it.
So did I.
Hey, doll, we've survived. That bloody beauty of a truck got us here. My truck. My bloody truck.
Callum!
Oh, my God!
Callum, no! Please, God! I love you, Callum, I love you!
Come back, Petra, there's nothing you can do!
Callum!
There, he's alive!
Oh, my God!
Are you all right, Callum?
I'll kill him till he's dead,
My truck! My baby!
Just calm down, Callum, and speak slowly. Who do you want to kill?
Tentpole. Where's the tentpole? I'll ram it up him, roast him, eat him, then I'll kill him. I'll send him to his bloody nirvana.
I think you mean Simon.
Oh, Callum, my love, you're all right. Oh, come here, I'll never let you go. Oh, bloody hell you are.
Help me, Petra.
Oh, well.
Help me kill him. He's delirious.
I don't think so.
Get him off me! Please stop! Tell him you're hurting me!
My truck! And my truck! I'm just burning!
Callum, leave him! You're in a state of shock!
Am I really? Oh, I wonder why! Oh, I know! It's because some pillock
put a primer stove under the truck, and it heated up, and the oil leak caught fire, and the truck exploded, and I'm
Leave him! I want to kill him first!
I'll kill him first! And when he's reincarnated as a spider, you can drag him!
I didn't put the primers under the truck!
How did it get there, Walt? Simon, just be honest. Admit you made a mistake. Be a man, you worm!
Trigger delete!
Believe in someone else, eh? Oh, in Glasgow, we've got a name for people like you.
All I did was move the primers out of the wind and put it safe.
Under the bloody truck!
I thought we should get Callum to a hospital.
I'm fine. It's you that'll need a hospital. Put that tentpole down. It won't save you.
The steady on, Callum. Mind the goat.
Well, look on the bright side, Callum. At least you've won your bet.
It's very simple, sir. We must have details of next of kin so they can verify who you are and send the money to pay for your passage back to the UK.
But I haven't heard from my wife since she walked out. Mm. She would be quite happy if I stayed here forever.
But are you divorced?
Not yet.
Sorry, I have to ask. I don't need to go into reasons.
I wasn't planning on going back, you see. I was going to join a monastery.
Yes, we get a lot like you. May I recommend the Foreign Legion as the softer option?
I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in fighting.
Well, if you want to go home, I need some details. The same goes for you two.
I've got my passport, but no money.
I've got money, but no passport.
Enough to pay for your friend to get home?
Not that much. Besides, I want to spend a few days here.
Oh, Petra, I want to get out of this godforsaken hole as quickly as possible and be in my own bed. You do what you like.
We haven't come all this way for nothing, Callum.
Oh, are you talking about us or the trip?
I've had to live with this for 3 months.
I can see why a monastery has its attractions. While they're sorting their lives out, have you got people we can contact?
I've an aunt in Burnley. Look, I'll give you the address. It's best to phone before 8.
Before 8.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
I think you're in the wrong embassy, madam.
I'm in the wrong country, mister. Have they told you what happened?
Passports, clothes and money all blown up in a truck.
Hey, my novel as well. But what the hell? I'll start another one on the plane home. Haven't you got these guys sorted out yet?
I'm doing my best, madam.
Are you organized already, Ellie?
Sure am. I walked into the embassy, and guess what? An old friend of Dad's was there. He lent me the money immediately and booked me on a flight out tomorrow. You Brits could sure learn something about American efficiency.
We do our best, madam, with what we've got.
You don't have any cigarettes, do you?
Any particular brand you prefer?
Oh, guess what? Guess what, Petra? I just bumped into Shaggy. And we're going out for a meal later. Just the two of us. Oh, my treat. I left Joni with him. Oh, she's quite smitten. But he's been giving me the come on like nobody's business. He's so sexy.
Yeah.
And I think I deserve a little treat after all I've been through. The truck isn't the only one going out with a bang.
Hi, people. I've picked up the post-restaurant.
God, not another one.
Afternoon. Trigger Barnes, manager of Kathmandu Overdrive. I'm responsible for this motley crew.
Yes, they said you were responsible.
Now then, what
if
I
you
need
don't
you
mind,
to
sir, please wait in turn.
Oh, yeah, yes,
please, no, Mr. Barnes, allow me to deal with things in my own quirky little way.
Yeah.
One person at a time. Have you two decided what you're doing yet?
I'd really like to stay a few days.
We can't without money.
Could you recommend anywhere?
We're a consulate, not a travel agent.
Ignore her. Just get my passport sorted so we can get out of the airport, get a flight and get back home.
I don't suppose there was any post for me.
Nah, usual stuff, I'm afraid. Postcards for Joni and a package from Bernice. Money! She sent me money. Oh, and a letter. Listen to this. Dear Trig, thought you might need this. See you soon. Love, Bernice.
She's so romantic.
Hello. It's a lovely day out there.
Take a seat, madam. I'll be with you eventually.
Oh, I don't need anything. I've got everything sorted out, thank you. Except, may I make a quick telephone call to England?
Certainly, madam. Just go through that door.
Is everything all right, Joni?
Yes, I'm just a bit worried about Mother.
Oh, she's so sweet. I'm going to miss her.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Who won the final test?
England did, sir, with a record partnership for the 6th wicket.
Really? Oh, that makes everything much better.
Oh, good.
And this one's from the sodden inland revenue. It's a bloody summons. What thing to go back to?
Are we preferential creditors?
What do you mean?
When we claim our refunds.
What refunds?
Nothing personal, Trigger, but what was in the brochure is not what we got.
I'm not responsible for acts of God.
I'm talking acts of stupidity.
Look, I got you here, didn't I? I flagged down the chicken wagon.
I could sue for major damages, but I'll settle for a refund.
Oh, do what you like, Dong. I'm facing bankruptcy.
Oh, really, sir?
No, not really.
Aye, well, when I sue him.
Wait in line, Callum. I'm going to take him to the cleaners.
Somebody should.
Oh, thanks, gang. After all we've been through. After all I've done. Simon, you going to sue me as well?
No, thanks, Trigger. I don't think I'll bother. I couldn't afford the costs.
You could get legal aid.
No, I'd rather just chalk it up to experience. Besides, I'm not a vengeful person, really. And if I was, I wouldn't single Trigger out. You've all been rotten to me on this trip. You've laughed behind my back and been rude to my face. You've taken the piss, thinking I didn't notice, and then ignored me for days on end until you've needed someone to blame for something. But I'm not bitter. I came on this trip to learn about human nature, and I've certainly done that.
Steady on, Simon. It's a bit steep.
No. No, he's right. We've been horrible to him. And I have been the worst culprit. Simon, it may be a bit late, but what I've just learned from this trip is that we could all be a bit more sensitive and helpful to our fellow human beings, because we are all on life's journey together. If you want to sue Trigger, I'll lend you the money. It's the least I can do.
Thanks, Ellie. You're a pal.
Oh, dear! Oh, Mother!
Are you okay, Johnny? Oh, you look upset. Here's a hanky. What's wrong?
It's Mother.
Is she all right?
She's having a turn.
Oh, is she in the hospital?
No, she's in the kitchen. She just flipped when I told her I was going to New Zealand with Shaggy.
You bitch! That guy was mine. My first chance to get laid on this trip, and you worm your way in there.
I just don't believe it.
Well, Petra, can we please get out of here?
I want to say goodbye to everyone properly.
We'll be on the same plane back.
I've told you I want to stay a few days.
Oh, well, you stay. I'm going.
I will.
Oh, fine. It'll give you time for another quick fling.
He's been giving me the eye since we met. He doesn't fancy you. He says you've got better wits. He likes his women. Ladies,
please fight inside another embassy. Mr. Barnes, can you control your partner?
Sorry, pal. I'm not responsible for them anymore. I'll pop back later. Anywhere around here I can get a pizza?
In episode 6 of Kathmandu or Bust, Petra was played by Michelle Chadwick, Joan by Sarah Crowden, Simon by David Haig, Callum by Forbes Masson, Trigger by Richard Ridings, and Ellie by Lolly Susie. Craig was played by Ralph Van Dyke, and the Consul was played by Derek Waring. Kathmandu or Bust was written by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman, and produced by Lissa Evans.